My guest was among the very first on a ventilator with COVID. Doctors gave him no hope. I mean, hopeless. But an angel visited him in his hospital room and taught him for 3 nights. And even the doctors call his healing a miracle. Next. I want to welcome my best friend, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I ask you, Holy Spirit, make this show supernaturally natural.
Yeah.
Naturally supernatural.
Yeah.
Pastor Mark Wallace was one of the very first to get COVID-19. The doctors gave him no hope. Satan told him, the battle is just too hard. Come on now, give up. His battle with COVID made headlines all over the world. Tell me about the battle.
Well, Sid, it was the most horrendous battle I've ever fought because we weren't just fighting against the disease. We're fighting spiritual death, spiritual things, spiritual strongholds that the enemy was bringing. And I believe COVID was from the pit of hell.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the sense I get from reading the newspaper is it's not a good prognosis when someone goes in a hospital and is on the ventilator.
Yeah, in those days, 89% of the people that went on the ventilator never made it off. Hmm. And of the 11% that did come off, only 1 in 100 made it home. And whenever I went into the hospital on April the 9th, I thought I was just dehydrated. I thought they would keep me overnight. Much to my surprise, they wheeled me into the ICU. And Sid, when I've been in the ICU so many times as a pastor, but it felt like I was rolling through into the room where they were sending people to die. And that very night at midnight, the doctor contacted my wife and said, we have to put him on the ventilator. We have to intubate. And my wife said, but what happens if we don't? And he said, he has no chance to live. What happens if we do? He said, he has slim chance, but slim is better than none. And that's the last thing I remember for 10 days because I was in a medically induced coma for the next 10 days.
But wait a second. You are a pastor.
Yeah.
You know the scriptures. You know the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
But even you were, did you feel that hopeless?
I did, because being there, when you're in the midst of all of this and it's an unknown disease and nothing around you is normal, nothing is typical. And laying there in the hospital, I couldn't have any guests. I couldn't have anyone with me. I was alone. I was terrified. Everything was shutting down in my body. My liver shut down. My kidneys shut down. My lungs shut down. And the doctor said my heart was beating so fast just to try to keep up that they thought if I didn't die of COVID, I would certainly die of a heart attack, and they only gave me a few hours to live.
So what changed that death prophecy that was literally given to you by the doctors?
But God. That's all I can say, because on April the 17th, I had been on the vent now for 8 days, and the doctor contacted my wife and said, he's not gonna make it. And something rose up on the inside of her and said, just tell me what has to happen for him to come off the vent. And the doctor said, you don't understand. He's not coming off of it. And she began to pray and declare the things of God, the promises over me. She had just gotten a word from the Lord, 2 Timothy 4:17. And it says this, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, how I was delivered from certain death. And she took that word, hung on to it, got intercessors beginning to pray and said, we need a miracle. We need a turnaround. And 3 days later, I woke up from the coma.
You know, if you're not an example, you could have 10,000 people praying for you, but if one person with faith,
that's right,
is praying,
absolutely,
a man or a woman absolutely with a destiny cannot be taken out,
yeah,
prematurely.
Amen.
Now, this battle for Mark's life was over a vision that Mark had when he was just 19 years of age. He saw the end time vision of Habakkuk 2:14 taking place. Here's the amazing thing. It was taking place in his lifetime. And that scripture says, the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. He says that the vision of what Habakkuk saw back then has started now.
Yeah.
Be right back. Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Mark's wife was told by the doctor there was no hope for her husband to survive. She was given a vision that literally came from the angel of the Lord. Then Mark had a visitation in the hospital from an angel for 3 consecutive nights. Mark, explain.
Yeah, my wife, on the morning that the doctors contacted her and said, he has no hope, one of my intercessors in our church contacted my wife and said, I just had a vision. Now, mind you, she had no idea that I was on the ventilator. We had not told anyone that yet. And so literally she gets this vision and she said, Pastor Tammy, I saw Pastor Mark laying in his hospital bed and an angel standing at the foot of his bed with his sword drawn, doing warfare and making declarations. And out of his mouth, it was like a pen writing with gold writing all over the walls, the sheets, on Pastor Mark, on the floor, it was everywhere. And so when my wife got the news a couple hours later, I wasn't going to live, she said, no, I've seen what God is going to do. There's an angel in the room. This is what's going to happen. And began to make those declarations. And I believe.
Excuse me, what declarations?
The declaration that I would live and not die. The declarations that with long life I'll satisfy you. And that God had purpose and destiny on my life. And the enemy could not take me out of that. And so the prayers were going up. And I believe it opened a portal into heaven. When I woke up from the coma, they had restrained my arms, my feet. I had nothing but a loincloth over me because they had to pack me in ice to get all of the fever down. My temperature was just going through the roof. And one night, while I'm awake, I'm wide awake and I'm listening, and this echo began in my room. And it was this thunderous voice that began to declare, you will live and not die. With long life, I will satisfy you. He began to say things like, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what you cannot see. And you are going to declare the glory of the Lord. And these were the words that were coming out of his mouth. I didn't see him, but I could hear him. I don't know how anybody couldn't have heard him. But the nurses were coming in. Now, remember, I'm still on the ventilator. And so I can't speak.
You can't talk, right?
I can't talk. And I look at the nurse, and she's oblivious. And I'm like, you can't hear that? What's going on? And the next thing I know, she leaves, and the voice kept coming all night long. I never saw him, but I reasoned in my mind, this must be a doctor in the next room that is yelling at the top of his lungs. And I thought to myself,
doctors don't do that.
He's not operating in much wisdom. They've called him here to do medicine, not to preach and prophesy all night. I had no idea where it was coming from. And Sid, that went on for 3 nights in a row, over and over again, all night long. To the point I actually said, Lord, will you please shut this man up so I can get some rest? It was booming. It was echoing.
Oh, yeah, Lord, send that man to me.
Right. And so I am laying there, and at one point, I literally died. I felt my spirit leave my body, and I could look down and see myself laying there. And I was so sick. My faith and my humanity was colliding. I wanted to believe, but at that point, I was in such pain. All I wanted to do was die. And I said, Lord, just let me die. And a voice came to me and said, in this sweet, tender voice, I've come to take you tonight. It's okay. And I couldn't speak, but up out of my spirit came a groan, and I knew the voice of God, and I said, that's not God. And immediately when I said that, all of the visions, all of the things, all of the destiny, all the prophetic words that had ever been spoken over my life began to roll through my mind, and it was like I could see a video of all of this playing out. And the next thing that I spoke, again, I couldn't speak, but a groan. I love it that God hears the groan of our heart. And I just simply said, I'm not done. And immediately, that spirit of death left. And the next thing I knew, my kidney started working, my liver started working, my lungs began to prosper and do well, and I could breathe. And I'm on the machine, but my numbers were getting better and better. My heart came into rhythm. They drained 4 liters of toxic fluid off of my body. And God did the turnaround. And I believe it was because I knew my destiny. I knew, and I didn't listen. And so when I came out of this, my doctors declared me to be the miracle man.
What did the headlines in the newspaper say?
Pastor overcomes COVID. It was supernatural. They wrote the article on the front page of the Sunday Fresno Bee, and they talked about how the power of prayer had absolutely changed everything, and the doctors were calling me a miracle.
I have a word for you.
Yes.
And here is my word. You're not finished.
That's right.
Mark had a dream about the miracles that are going to be released right now in this next segment coming up. I believe one of them has your name on it.
Amen.
He has an anointing to open supernatural portals for you to know your destiny. Mark will pray for you. Be right back.
Call now to get Mark A. Wallace's exclusive and anointed 4-part audio CD teaching set, You're Not Done. When God Steps In, Miracles Happen. Plus his You're Not Done activation card. You can't get this anywhere else. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9823.
When God steps in, miracles happen. Like Joseph in the Bible, I was brought from the pit to the palace in my darkest hour. It's time to release your miracle as I help you Move into the supernatural.
You will receive Mark A. Wallace exclusive and anointed four-part audio CD teaching set. You're not done. When God steps in, miracles happen. Through this exclusive audio CD teaching series, Mark Wallace shares how the story in the Bible of Joseph and his dreams relates to your life. Discover how the Joseph principle will transform your life and help you find the timing of your miracle. Understand how to uncover God's eternal destiny and his divine purpose that he has placed within you. Learn about the books written in heaven about you. Discover that your dreams are the language of the Holy Spirit that connects you to your legacy of success. Mark includes powerful prayers and impartations throughout his audio CD series. Prayers for a release from heaven of supernatural dreams and the ability to interpret them. Prayers to release your dreams into reality. Prayers for God to help you overcome any setbacks. And so much more. You will also receive his You're Not Done activation card. It includes 9 declarations from the glory realm to help you enter into the supernatural of God in your life every day.
Anytime the devil starts throwing something at you, you'll start throwing something at him. Turnaround time for you.
Don't miss out on getting Mark A. Wallace exclusive and anointed 4-part audio CD teaching set. You're Not Done. When God steps in, miracles happen. Plus his You're Not Done activation card. You can't get this anywhere else. Yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9823. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9823 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Mark, what did God tell you about the end time glory that actually has started now?
Well, when I was 19 years old, God literally took me out of my body. I was standing at the altar worshiping the Lord one Sunday evening, and God just literally took me out of my body. I shot up through the roof, all up coming out of the earth. I could see the globe below me. I began to look up and I saw Jesus standing at the throne with a river coming out of his hands. And as it was coming out of his hands, the closer it got to the earth, the more powerful it became. And I was standing at the side of the river, and the Lord spoke to me. It was as if there was an angel to be my guide standing there and said, "Jump in. Jump in." And I wanted to, but Sid, the distance was so far. And I thought, I can't do this. I looked down the river and the river was overtaking the banks. So I moved a little further down, thinking it would be easier. And whenever I did, now the banks were even higher and it was more difficult. A third time I walked on down thinking it would be easier, and trees began to jump up out of the ground to where I couldn't even see the river anymore. And the next thing I knew, I had to close my eyes so I could hear and smell the river to lead me right back to it. And this time I jumped in. I said, I know if I don't get in now, I never will. And so when I dove in, oh, Sid, it was the glory of God. It was so amazing. It was overwhelming. It's what I feel right now in the glory. It's just so amazing. And he says, I'm pouring out my glory in these last days, and your voice is going to be a part of it. And this was at 19. I knew I was supposed to be a part of the end time revival and the harvest of souls. And laying there in the river, floating down, I began to call out to the multitudes that were up on the banks of the river. And some would jump in, some would not. But then there was a shift in the river, and the glory got stronger and the current got stronger, and my voice changed. And now it was as if my voice was a voice of many waters. And now as I beckoned for people to get in, they were jumping in by the thousands. And when they were jumping in by the thousands, they were coming in sick in their body, and they were coming in with all sorts of disease and infirmities. But the moment they got in the glory, they were miraculously healed.
I know something about you. I know there is something in you that says, I know there's something more. I've heard about God since I was this little. I see creation, therefore it shouts creator. Yes. I see a watch, it shouts someone made it.
Yes.
I want you to say this prayer with me, because I can't tell you God is real. Yeah. Only God can tell you God is real, and God is just waiting for you to give him an opportunity. Repeat this prayer out loud with me. Mean it to the best of your ability.
Yes.
Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes.
I've made many mistakes.
And I'm truly sorry.
And I'm truly sorry.
I believe.
I believe.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Was poured out.
Was poured out.
And by his blood.
And by his blood.
I'm forgiven.
I'm forgiven.
And by his blood.
By his blood.
I am healed.
I am healed.
And by his blood.
And by his blood.
I have a new beginning.
I have a new beginning.
And now that I am clean.
Now that I'm clean.
Because of Jesus.
Because of Jesus.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Thank you so much for paying the price for my sins.
Thank you so much for paying the price for my sins.
I make you my Lord.
I make you my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Mark, you had a dream.
I did.
What's going to, our vision, what is going to happen right now? Look in the camera and do what you saw.
Yeah, I saw the glory of God lifting over this very set and this very moment. I saw that people were diving into the glory of God and coming in into a place where they were going to have encounters with God like never before. I also saw in this dream, I saw that there were packages, there were gifts, if you will, that were ornate and beautiful gifts. And on the label, it said miracles. Wow. And it said from God. And then when it said to, it named what kind of miracle the person needed. And all I am is the distributor of what God has done. And today, I believe miracles are taking place. I saw one of the gifts that was the gift of healing of cancer. One person is here watching right now, and you've got pancreatic cancer. And the doctors have given you no hope. They're in your final stages. But I say live and not die in Jesus' name. I curse cancer to its root. And I speak the miracle turnaround. They will write about you and tell of the miraculous turnaround that has come in your life like they have in mine. I just declare right now there's another cancer. There's a tumor on the side, on the left side of an individual. And that cancer, that tumor is dissipating even now as we speak. There's a tumor in the back of someone's head. It's a cancerous tumor again, and it is coming to normality. They can't even operate because it is too close to the brain and interwoven, but God says, I'm going to heal you right now. Your miracle is now in Jesus' name. There's one more. One more that I got that was identified specifically, and it was a miracle of someone who has discs in their back that have fused together, and the doctors have said there's nothing even in an operation that they could do, and you're in extraordinary pain, overwhelming pain, trying to, the doctors are saying just do pain management because that's all you can do, but Dr. Jesus is about to touch you, and I just declare healing in your body right now. I command those discs and vertebrae to come to normality now, the way God created you to be. And that healing is happening right now in Jesus' name.
And you tell Jesus out loud, he already knows what you need right now in this atmosphere.
Yes, yes,
I say,
yes.
God says,
yes.
All things are possible.
Yes. Amen.